How did the ancients create such incredible structures? People have been talking about the incredible things our ancient ancestors did without the benefit of modern devices. One of the things which is mentioned is some sort of a device which may have been used to move extremely heavy stones. I don't know when the idea first came about, but for a while now it has been suspected there is a chance sound was used to move these objects and perhaps others. We have recently found this works for us on a small level. So far our devices are not powerful enough to do anything substantial. But we have been able to lift light objects with an array of powerful speakers. While there is a slight chance some way was figured out how to do this, I personally doubt this very much, because the technology just was not there. Could there have been help by aliens as some think? It is harder to dismiss this theory, because of the evidence which surrounds us. One of the places on this planet which seemed to indicate a highly advanced race which was far more advanced than us took some measures to alter areas is in Azca, Peru. I can guess what you are thinking, since you know there are giant carvings made by the people there which can only be seen from the air and you think I am referring to this as proof of aliens. If this is what you are thinking, you are wrong. What I am referring to is the fact several mountains there have been leveled and made to look like a landing strip and the material which was removed is nowhere to be found. Clearly this was done thousands of years ago and even if humans were capable of this, where did the rubble go? They would not have wasted their time carting it away, because it would have taken many years. Another question is why would ancient people need a landing strip in the first place? Maybe aliens did help move heavy rocks. When we look at what was available on the Earth at the time which might have been used in some way for this venture, we find there was water, wind, air, fire, human muscles, avalanches, ice, mud, wood, sand and probably other things I have forgotten. Let's talk about sand first. We know the ancient Egyptians put sand to a good use. When you look at their high temples and buildings, you might wonder how they hauled those huge stone and column sections to the top. They would put down a course of stones, then pile up enough sand to level it with the top, then put up another course of stone on top, and then level the top off with sand and do the entire thing again until they reached the top and then they would remove the sand and voila, you have the structure. This proves sand was used as a building tool. Could it have been used in some way to move heavy stones into place? Not to my knowledge, except for an occasional stone which they wanted to use to block an entrance. They would remove the sand from an overhead stone and it would slide into place. If the ancient people could have figured out how to keep ice from melting away long enough while they used it, they could have slid huge stones across it, helping people to move them. Clearly this would not have worked in the hotter climates. This is puzzling, however, because the countries in the cold climates don't seem to have the huge structures found in the warmer areas. When we think about air, it is hard to realize how powerful it can be. If you have ever used an air wrench, you know what I am talking about. This is relatively new technology compared to the ancient technology I am talking about, and I just can't picture any way the ancients could have compressed air. But the ancient Greeks had some pretty incredible inventions, including steam power, which was another form of water use. Avalanches seem to be out of the question for what I am talking about, but let's look at that more closely. Perhaps big stones could have been dropped on lower peaks for building purposes. Could a higher mountain peak been used to deposit stones by avalanche on a lower peak such as the city of Machu Picchu? It has always been supposed the stones were carried up the mountain to build that city, but what if they were knocked off higher peaks instead? Maybe the stones were quarried from the higher peaks and we don't recognize the evidence which might be hidden? Muscle power was always used in some way, but it is hard to imagine stones as big as 150 tons could be moved that way. That is the size of an unfinished obelisk found in a quarry in Egypt. One bull can pull about 2 tons at a walking pace. So, a few bulls could have moved rocks up to a weight of about 5 tons or even more. When we talk about muscles, we are better off talking about animals. An elephant can pull about 9 tons, Maybe a team of African elephants was used to help move giant rocks. We know water was used to transport some of the stones which were used, and this could have been used to lift the stones using a combination of earthworks and high canals. This might have allowed the canals to continuously rise higher, so the stones in the ships in the canals would be above the last course of stones and their cargo of stone put on top. I have never seen this mentioned before, but perhaps it was. To me, this seems like a likely method to raise the stones, not by a ramp which was proposed, and yet some claim the remains of a ramp was found by the Big Pyramid in Egypt. Perhaps it wasn't used in the manner some think. Wood could have been used in many ways to help with transporting and stacking heavy rocks. Ramps could have been built, so could giant block and tackle devices. When we think this way, we have to consider a combination of methods being used together, which is not often done. The ancients were smart, just as smart as we are today. They just didn't have the advanced technology, but they surprised us by the feats they were able to perform with the tools they had. Could we have done the same thing if we lived in their time?